Next up is the city manager's report. Daniel, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of things. Number one, for Sturgis Rally Charities, if your local agency would like to receive a grant, they will start having that grant process posted, and you can pick up applications at the Sturgis Library. And we will start posting when those are available, but it probably will be within the next few weeks. And so usually those awards are actually announced in January right after the first of the year. And I think what's important is to look at this in total for local charities. And again, all of these truly are charities that are located essentially within the Meade County School District. It's a total of $125,745 that was given out this year alone from the rally. That's a significant impact. When you look at the number of people that live here and the number of lives that will be touched from that, that's a significant impact that comes directly from the rally. Over the next several weeks, we'll also be calculating other charities that receive funds from the rally itself. A lot of times those are not actually generated by the city, but it's different charitable rides that occur here, different auctions such as the hamsters. When you start adding all that together, the amount of money that is generated for charity from the rally exceeds over $250,000 a year. That's a significant impact that I think a lot of times people don't realize that the rally generates each year. So beyond tax revenue, as well as additional wages and rent increase or rental rates and other things like that, there's a significant amount of charitable funds that are raised each year during the rally. And so I think it's really important that people recognize the significant impact that the rally plays each year in Western South Dakota and actually just right here regionally. With that, on the city manager's report, simply for payroll changes, our GIS and engineering intern is going to actually be returning. He was working with us solely over the summer. I'm happy to note that he's going to be able to continue working with us. It's going to be on a far more limited amount of time because school is in session, but still he provides a lot of assistance to Liz as well as Laura and allows us to get far more projects done. And so he is returning. That is within the current budget, as well as in our rally and events department. We have a new intern that started today. She is going to be working throughout the rest of this year on a pro bono basis as part of her graduate schooling for the University of Michigan, I believe. Central. And then also a note that we have fulfilled our events coordinator position within the rally and events department, Angie Shear. She actually started working in that department just before the rally started. She transferred from Public Works. Really turned out to be a significant asset for that department, and she enjoyed it. And so she has asked to remain there, and we're very happy to keep her in that slot. And so we will be backfilling her position in the Public Works Department fairly soon. With that, are there any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is consider the consent calendar. We have A through E tonight. We have some council minutes, and then we have setting of four public hearings. Is there any, is council wish to remove any of the items and discuss them individually? About anybody in the public? Does the consent calendar have any items that need to be removed and discussed individually? None being heard, is there a motion for the consent calendar? We got a first by Mike.
Second.
We got a second by Ron. Let's go ahead and roll call this because we have minutes. So Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I am yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Consent calendar passes unanimously. Item 9 is the claims. Is there council discussion or questions on any of the claims?
Will and Masonry, where it listed the clean and regrout fireplaces at question mark.
That was actually at Rally Point. Fireplaces there.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? The question is how much on Legends is left when we make those payments?
Oh, how much is left?
Yeah, it'd be the same companies for sure.
Yeah, it continues to go down each year. Essentially what that is from is our previous sponsorship agent Their contract expired in 2015 or 16. 16. When it expired, if there were contracts that they had negotiated, there was an ongoing royal or commission fee that we had to continue to pay for, pay to that company as long as those current contracts were in existence. Each year, additional companies kind of drop off. There are several companies that will continue for the next 2 years. The longest one is Harley-Davidson. And I think that one, our commission to Legends will continue through, I want to say 2024, maybe somewhere around that. But also that would just be on that portion of the contract, and that it's a reduced percentage. And so that amount, don't look at that as saying we're going to be paying that much each year all the way through. It continues to decrease each year.
Are we done with all of that in 2024 then? Will there be any more?
Yes, we are done with that. And I think it's 2024. Don't hold me off or hold me to that. It might be plus or minus a year or something. But yes, once that is done, we are done. And I do want to point out that this will be the first time, you know, starting in 2017, when we took those duties in-house, we don't pay a commission on that anymore. And to look at that in the past, with Motoring USA, for example, I think we paid upwards of $180,000 a year for that work. And again, all of that work is being done in-house now, and it's being done by the same number of staff members that we had at the time. So there has been a significant savings.
I think it just goes to show that the people that are staff members with rallying events are doing a great job, and we really appreciate what they're doing for the community.
Any other questions or discussions on the claims from council?
Yeah, I had a question for rally meals. It lists three different vendors for the police rally meal. I'm just curious. I know one's the Catholic Church.
We use a lot of different people. The Catholic Church provides dinner, and then during lunch, Leona has Winona, thank you. has been essentially preparing the meals for 10 years or more, I think. And then who does breakfast? Yeah, the Lutheran Church does breakfast. We have tried over the last several years to have more and more local vendors provide food, and that's why we actually are using far more churches than what we've had in the past. That it comes with some logistical challenges, but we are trying to ensure that as much as the rally costs that we go through are left here locally as much as possible. Even our outside caterers are still local. You know, again, 5-10 years ago, we used a lot of people that were from Montana and other locations, and so we're definitely trying to keep as much local as possible. But it's impossible for us to find someone to provide all the meals that we have to have just one. It would be nice, but so far we haven't found someone to do that. We had hired a security person to work on the last evening of the rally. It was that Sunday night or was that Saturday night into Sunday? I don't remember. Sunday into Monday morning. That individual actually did not show up for work that evening. And as that individual was not there, there was actually some theft of their property. Rockford Fosgates, part of our contract is that we would have security at that location. Honestly, the items that were stolen, thankfully, were not too expensive. That was the total cost. And given that part of our contract with Rockford Fosgate was that we were going to provide security, frankly, that was something we didn't do. And so we felt it was by far the best to simply repay them for that. Again, the city still made money off that contract. But I think to as a gesture of goodwill to that company that has been with us for years, it's best to replace the items that were stolen.
You had one more, Mike, or no? No. Any other questions? Is there a motion? We have first by Mike. Second by Rhea. We'll go ahead and roll call this because we're spending just under $300,000. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Claims are paid.